British band Coldplay on Friday won acclaims for shelving a new album tour over environmental concerns, in the latest sign of climate change activism in the music industry. The World Wildlife Fund, WWF, praised the move as the group released its latest album, Everyday Life. "It is fantastic to see world-famous artists stepping up to protect the planet," said the head of climate change at WWF. "We all have a responsibility to lead by example in the face of this climate and nature crisis. Inaction is not an option if we are to preserve our planet for future generations." Coldplay frontman Chris Martin said they would not tour until they had figured out how concerts could be more sustainable. He listed the amount of flying required and the use of items such as plastic water bottles as the band's primary concerns over touring. Activists say international music tours impact heavily on the environment, with concerns from the amount of electricity used to power stadiums to waste generated by concertgoers. Martin said if the band do eventually hit the road for the new release, they hope the tour could be entirely carbon neutral. Coldplay's decision is the latest example of bands and the wider entertainment industry responding to growing concern about the climate crisis. US teenage sensation Billie Eilish revealed that she had tried to make her world tour as green as possible with the help of a non-profit consultancy. The singer told talk show host Jimmy Fallon she had banned plastic straws and urged fans to bring their own refillable water bottles and to utilize recycling bins at venues. On her next world tour starting in March, every site will feature an eco-village where concertgoers can learn about environmentalism. Meanwhile, the 1975, another British band, who this year collaborated with Swedish climate change icon Greta Thunberg, are also trying to move towards carbon-neutral touring, with a pledge to plant a tree for every ticket sold ahead of their upcoming tour of Britain and Ireland. Teenage activist Thunberg refuses to fly because of the carbon emissions involved, travelling to a UN climate conference in New York by boat and sailing back to Europe. In Britain, live music events account for 405,000 tonnes of greenhouse emissions. The events generate some 23,500 tonnes of waste each year in the country. This has led dozens of Britain's biggest festivals to try to clean up their acts, initiating everything from bans on single-use plastic to using renewable energy sources.